Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 22. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Chicago heat wave.
Yeah.
Heat wave.
Went from minus 24 to plus 20. And by Saturday, it'll be like a 100-degree swing between what happened on... Yeah, it was bad. It was...
My wife said she's going to lay out
this weekend, so. That's right. We're going to have some sun, go out and throw up some snow and get some suntan going on here. So,
but it's just been really nice to break through that cold spell. Yeah. And so hopefully we'll get some weather. It'll melt some of this snow. So yes, I'm doing terrific on this Friday evening, Dave. Good.
So a little bit of news that was out in the horse racing world yesterday, which would be the 31st of January. We're recording this on the 1st of February. I can't believe it's February already. Jeez. Jockey Romero Marag and Carlos Montalvo were injured in a spill during the race run of the first race at Gulfstream yesterday. So I guess his mount Classic fell to the turf after clipping his heels. And Marag was transported over to the hospital and looks like he has two broken vertebrae. So it's not doesn't sound too good here. But he does have of his attorney. So.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter, and apparently you had some Paco Lopez news as it relates to that accident, that which surprised me.
Just got posted about 3 hours ago on the Pollock Report. Paco Lopez was suspended 30 days for his role in the Gulfstream spill because he caused the spill, resulting in those two to get hurt. And management also announced that any jockey suspended will be given a mandatory 5 days. I guess Gulfstream's leading rider, Luis Saez, was the first to receive the 5-day mandatory suspension for his ride in Thursday's 10th race. So another suspension occurred as well. So a lot of activity at Gulfstream yesterday.
Are these guys appealing these suspensions? Does it say,
no,
Dave?
No mention of that. So I mean,
yeah. So I've got Paco on a couple horses. I'm sure I know that I do as I'm scrolling through. So it'll be interesting to see whether these guys appeal sometimes, and especially when they are in graded stakes horses, they usually can buy the weekend until and start the suspension during the week. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, so I'll just keep that in mind as I go through the picks and just remind people to check the jockey changes.
Yeah, who the jockey was changed for. So, but anyway, that's the bit of the news that we caught this week. And with that, make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you join our Facebook group. The link's there on our website as well. We post any videos, any other items on that site. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, just ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. You'll hear our latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. Like Steve said, he always is looking at Twitter, seeing things going on. Off the Charts HR. You might post any late date changes or maybe some other picks he finds. Also, we have our donation page. If you so choose, we would love to have you donate to us. Keep the lights on. The donation page is patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. We would appreciate it. We'll review last week. Had some relatively good success last week. And you also have a horse nugget segment this week, which I'm excited. This is a stable male. That has a little bit to do with the type of mail you can set up and get notifications of what's going on with the particular horses. Well, you'll get into that a little bit. And then you've got three graded stakes races handicapped for Saturday. These are Derby props, right?
The Holy Bull is a Derby prep. Yeah. The other two are the Swale certainly could be a Derby prep. Yeah. But it is only 7 furlongs, and then the Forward Gal is a similar entry race for 3-year-old fillies. So, maybe a Kentucky Oaks horse will be found in that race. Right. So,
yeah, the Derby season is upon us now. Lots of races coming up in the next few weeks, months here. Go ahead and review what happened last week, the Pegasus week.
Yeah, Dave, I did want to make one note, though. Sure. Stable male is not a psychological profile of men. that's not what we're going to be talking about.
M-A-I-L, male.
Yeah, yeah, and especially based on our off track experiences on Saturday. I'm not sure there are any stable males.
No,
so
not, no.
I just wanted to mention
that was bad.
It was. Okay, Dave. Review of last week. Six stakes races. Two top two pick winners. Two top three pick winners. We did have a pick four winner. Mm-hmm. You would have had to have checked our Twitter feed, though, to get the horse that was included in that pick four. There was a scratch. That horse, Colfront, scratched. Yep. And so one of our listeners, Bob, had tweeted out asking what the replacement horse might be. And the horse that I added wound up being the winner of the race based on the off track. And you know, the other thing that I'll mention to the listeners is, you know, you got to watch the races. Yep. Because, you know, six of the first eight races were won by wire to wire winners on that Gulfstream Park slop track last week. So, you know, adjust your handicapping accordingly, depending on how the track is playing, especially when the track is an off track. So, 364 stakes races, Dave, 159 top two pick winners, 44%. It's actually 43.5, but, I rounded up to 44 until it drops below that 0.5 mark. Yeah. So it's 44%.
All right. So let's go into your horse nugget segment. Again, it is stable mail, like the U.S. mail. I've subscribed to through Twin Spires, the BrizNet service, and they have stable alerts, and there's other types of alerts out there. But these are some great ways of being able to stay on top of the horses so you stay familiar with them. So could give us your insights on that.
Yeah, so this nugget, Dave, I put together based on an email that we received from our friend Chuck, a longtime horse player and friend of ours for a lot of years. And he was just mentioning one of the horses in one of the races that I had handicapped there was a horse that got really cooked on a very fast pace running wide. And he just suggested maybe a horse nugget segment where I could talk about to the listeners about their ability to see a troubled trip like that, or a horse that got caught in a fast pace, or a horse that got into trouble in the stretch, but once he shook loose, he had a lot of run. So there are some pretty easy tools that are available to the horse players. And like you said, through Twin Spires, there's a thing called stable mail. And basically with stable mail, you can put in any horse's name that runs in North America and stable mail will keep track of whenever it works out, whenever it's racing again. So you'll get alerts through email letting you know when you should come back or have the opportunity to come back and bet a horse that you thought had a really tough trip last time. Also, there's an opportunity for you to type in notes. So you can also have a reminder for yourself of the thing that you did like about that horse. It's not limited to horses. You can also use stable mail for trainers. So if there's certain trainers that you're following or you want to keep track of, all the horses that they entered, you can get a stable mail alert every time they enter a horse. You can do the same thing with jockeys. So if there's a certain jockey that you're fond of and you want to know what horses that jockey is going to be on, the stable mail will alert you to that. So it's a really great tool for you to get reminders in your email about horses you want to come back on or races that you want to make sure you at least take a look at from a wagering perspective. And apparently there's also a competitive product that Equibase offers as well. And as I asked you prior to the podcast tonight, for you to just post whatever links and information you can provide for the users. I've religiously used stable mail over the years. As you know, having owned a few horses, it was always good to get a stable mail alert that your horse had worked, and gotten a workout. And then, you know, I have also used it for the scenario that I just described, horses that I liked, and as I watched the race, they got into trouble, and there were some things that had they gone right, the horse would have won. So I like to put those horses into my stable mail and then get a reminder, sometimes 2, 3, 4 weeks later when the horse is running again. So anyways, I wanted to do a quick segment on stable mail, Dave.
All right. Yeah. And the two products that you had just mentioned, BrizNet is the service that provides all the handicapping products on TwinSpires.com. So if you're a subscriber to TwinSpires, you automatically get that. Now, I'm not sure if you go to BrizNet.com directly if you're not. You can also check some of the other services you may use, like TVG or ExpressBet or any other services. They may have some services as well, but we're gonna link to the ones that we're aware of, the two we mentioned, the Equibase, it's called, and we'll look at that and BrizNet and get you that information. So
correct.
Yep. All right, so let's move on. We'll move right on to the three graded stakes races you have handicapped for today for Gulfstream Park on Saturday the 2nd. And we're going to start with the 9th race. And this is going to be a start of a pick 3. It's 7 furlongs, and it's a grade 3. It's the Forward Gal. It's a purse of $150,000 for fillies and 3-year-olds. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so... my top selection in this race is going to be the 3-horse Fashion Faux Pas. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer. Javier Castellano, the jockey, 4-1, the morning line. We get a positive jockey change from Centeno, who's a really good jockey, but he's the top rider at Tampa Bay Downs, which is really not exactly the same caliber of horses and racing as it is at Gulfstream. But, you know, we get a Tampa shipper here. We get a horse coming off a Bullet Work on the Tampa course, which I, you know, find to be, deep and a track that really kind of legs horses up. So we get a good jockey change to Javier Castellano, who's not doing much wrong at Gulfstream right now, winning at 22%. And we get a speed horse with the style of jockey who I think will just go barreling out with this thing. Another thing to mention, Dave, as I talked to you earlier, the weather forecast in Florida, there's certainly another possibility of rain tomorrow. So, this horse has a 4:30 Tomlinson. Wow. for an off track. So, no matter what the scenario, this looks like a good top pick. So let's make the 3-horse Fashion Faux Pas our top selection in this 9th race Saturday at Gulfstream. Our second selection is going to be the 8-horse, Dave. The 8-horse is Hollywood Glory. Mark Hennig trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 10-1, the morning line. This horse has run a couple of really nice seconds there and a couple of back-to-back stakes races, one on a slappy track, one on a muddy track. I will note that this horse does have a 4:07 Tomlinson for an off track. Is going route to sprint, and the kind of horse that does show early foot at longer distances. I usually like that when these horses cut back in distance. I also have noted, Dave, this horse was bought for $180,000. So certainly a well-meant horse and a nice price play. So let's make the 8-horse Hollywood Glory our second selection in this 9th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we will take the 4-horse Feedback. Chad Brown trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 6-5 morning line. This is this horse's second lifetime start. This horse is out of Violence, who's a sire that that I've been keeping track of a lot lately. And certainly Chad can win with horses coming from maiden and moving into graded stakes races. This horse is a little bit short in terms of experience. And maybe that'll cost this horse, especially if the track should be off tomorrow. So let's make the 4-horse Feedback our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, Gulfstream Park race 9 on Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 8, 4.
A couple of comments on that. We worked with last week with both the Ortiz brothers were on fire, so... going to be interesting to see if what they do this time around.
Yeah, and according to my sister who sits with us on Saturdays, there's certainly some gamesmanship that's going on between the two of them, especially when they're entered in races. I recognize some of it myself. Yeah. Some of it I think is just in the eyes of the beholder. So
they had a pretty good week last week, so keep your eyes out. And then because we really like the sire Violence, so we're going to have to add that into the stable alert. So you could do that as a sire too, I believe.
Yeah, you can. I think you can. So yep.
Those are my comments for that. Let's move on to the 10th race. 10th race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Swale. $150,000 for 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection here is High Crime. Darren Millar trains the Four Horse High Crime. Darren Millar trains Luis Saez is named as the jockey. So we'll see what happens in terms of that suspension. This horse is 4-1 in the morning line. We get another violence horse, Dave, who threw a 90 buyer speed figure the last time out. I generally don't like horses off a giant number like this, especially for a young 3-year-old. But I do like the sub 12 second. Eighth of a mile there in that 6-furlong race, and this horse won easy. So I got a feeling there's still some more left in the tank there, Dave. Yeah. And does hit and is a third lifetime starter as opposed to a second lifetime starter like the Chad Brown horse. So a little bit more experienced coming off that maiden victory. I like the Four Horse High Crime in this 10th race on Saturday as our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is Call Paul, the 5 horse. Jason Service trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse was purchased for $210,000. I've noted that both of those back-to-back races, the one at Aqueduct and the one at Parks, this horse got cooked to some pretty fast fractions, drawing from, far outside posts. So, 6 out of 6 in that race at Aqueduct and 8 out of 8 in that race at Parks. Should get a little bit better position, moving a little bit closer to the rail out of the 5 hole, and we do get the services Irad Ortiz, who, by the way, Dave, is 50% at Gulfstream Park with Jason Service, and the sample size is 44 starts. So 22 out of 44 times that Service puts Irad Ortiz up on his horses.
That's crazy.
He has won. That's a crazy stat. So let's make the 5-horse Call Paul our second selection in this 10th race Saturday at Gulfstream. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Frosted Grace. Kathy Rickfo trains. Paco Lopez is listed as the jockey at 6-1. At 6-1, I kind of like this horse more because I thought Paco would be on it. He came up just short last time. He's going to get a good rail trip. Paco also had a good day last Saturday. Seemed to really understand how that off track was playing out at Gulfstream Park. But we will make this 1-horse Frosted Grace, Dave, our third and final selection, and just keep note of the potential jockey change there. So let's make the 1 Frosted Grace our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-5-1.
Okay, and this will move us to the 11th race. It's the big race of the day. This is the third leg of that pick 3. This is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade 2. It's the Holy Bull. It's a purse of $350,000 for 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 6-horse Mijos, and this is a comebacker for us, one for us the last time out. Jimmy Jerkins trains. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey this time, 5-2 in the morning line, so a jockey change here from Jose to Johnny V. This horse got a really tough trip list the last time and just got up. I do like the sub 22 second quarter there, that middle quarter, kind of a middle move that might be missed by just the general horse player. Also, if you look at the race at Belmont and the one at Aqueduct, we also have a sub 12 second eighth of a mile. So this horse clearly has a burst and can display it. Jerkins is 22% in graded stakes. He's 24% in the last year when he uses Johnny V. And though the price isn't great, I am going to pick the 6-horse Mijos as our top selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Federal Case. We get Todd Pletcher training, Javier Castellano, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. They bought this horse for $650,000, Dave. So clearly this horse has been well-meant. He has a really nice middle quarter there, not quite as good as Mijos, but that 22.9 middle quarter there is a pretty good quarter. It's interesting to note that Johnny V. Did not take the comeback mount on this horse. But it's not bad when you can replace that with Javier Castellano, who, as I said, is pushing all the right buttons right now. So let's make the 2-horse Dave Federal Case our second selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the eight horse Maximus Mischief. Robert Reed trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is even money in the morning line. You know, the thing is, Dave, I do like to try to beat these very short price favorites, but I even more so try to beat them in these young races where horses don't have a lot of experience. You just don't know what you're going to get. And at these prices, I mean, this horse is going to probably go off at 3 to 5 based on right. those three really nice buyer speed figures, 94, 98, 97, the nice bullet work out there at Gulfstream. You know, I just see a horse that's going to get overbet. And again, I'm sure that these owners and the trainer are looking for, bigger things. So, you know, I don't know what kind of maximum effort we might get. Horse has been off since December 1st, but I'm sure they're thinking about the Kentucky Derby with this horse. I'm sure if this horse is in a position to win, Jose will certainly give it the gas and try to win the race. But, probably will be overbet in my mind. And so I'm going to give this improving Mijos, our top selection. So let's make the eighth horse, though, Dave. Maximum Mischief, our third and final selection in this 11th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 11, Gulfstream Saturday, our selections are going to be 6-2-8.
Okay. And I went ahead and checked Gulfstream's website as well as Equa Base to see if there was any changes to the jockeys as of yet, and there is not. So we will tweet those out, right? We'll let everybody know.
Well, yep, yep.
So any changes with, because I am already seeing Montavo on rides too, and obviously he's hurt. So they obviously haven't announced a change as of yet. And usually usually doesn't get announced until the day of the racing. So
correct.
So just keep your eye out on that for jockey changes. And if there's you decide there's any that affects your pick, you'll let us know as well. Yep. All right, so make sure you go to our website here as we wrap this up at offthechartshorseracing.com. All the links up there, you know how to get to us. Check us out. And just as I mentioned, make sure you're following us on Twitter, offthechartshr. Any changes, if the jockey change occurs, that'll be posted. And I've also mentioned before, those of you who don't have a Twitter account or don't want to have a Twitter account, if you go to twitter.com/offthechartshr, you still can view the tweets if you so choose. Without being a member of Twitter. But we would prefer you to be a follower, so I just wanted to make sure I mention that for those of you who do not want to follow us. But follow us, please. And if you have any questions, you want to ask us any questions, you can always send us an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Steve, any closing comments?
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to mention, Dave, is there are some really nice races at Santa Anita tomorrow. Yes. But as I had mentioned to you, Dave, it's going to start raining tonight. It's 100% chance of rain tomorrow. And I just didn't want to invest all the time into handicapping those races only for the track to assuredly show up sloppy tomorrow. And so you just don't know what you're going to get. There is a forecast of rain at Gulfstream, but at least it's not 100%. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a break there.
You also could potentially look at any, like you just mentioned earlier in the show, with these other horses that had the high Tomlinson for the wet track. So there's always that angle as well. It's just another tip. Check that as well. Great. Well, that's wrapping things up for today. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.